I said this is both divisive and gotten unexpectedly complex. Part of that complexity comes from the fact that this project, the Powerhouse project, is not being considered today independent of anything else. It's being considered within the context by a segment of the community with the City Hall project.
There's been insinuation that this would go to a citizen referendum and they would attach City Hall to it.
I think that's exactly right, and that was happening. So what council was feeling was perhaps further consideration about moving forward in the process we have been going was untenable, and perhaps this should be considered in a broader context along with the City Hall deal. The idea of a one-roof option in town has not been warmly received by anybody in the community.
And that's from you just talking to your constituents on a daily basis?
Yes, for all sectors of the community where nobody is really embracing that direction. So we sent staff back to consider other options that are financially feasible and serves the goals of a City Hall project. The two projects are not just independent of one another. It's all become kind of one conglomerated conversation.
When did the decision, who made the decision, like, hey, let's put City Hall on hold and let's scrap this power plant idea?
It was my sense that there was a general feeling among the council members that the power plant was not going to go forward for various reasons.
You started hearing feedback from the community also about City Hall.
Yes, that's fair to say.
So it was simultaneous.
That's fair to say, yes.
What community complaints were there still out there that weren't addressed in APP's proposal? It seemed like they had addressed everything.
My sense from the neighbors was that regardless of what the, they were never going to allow this.
Either they were facing a lawsuit, the city was facing a lawsuit, or a public vote.
Yes.
The plans for a 52,000 square foot city hall are pretty much dead.
My sense now is that council would not support moving a 52,000 square foot building, does not support that general direction. That doesn't mean it's necessarily dead, but I would say it's fair to say that my feeling is council does not support something like the direction that would deliver a 50,000 square foot building on Delaney Plaza.